Hello, Mixed Nutcases. This is Nuke Jess, and this is a special bonus episode. So this is not like a normal episode, and it's not counting towards our two episodes a month. So I got together with Claire and Melanie, and we recorded a commentary to Hedwig and the Angry Inch. Now, because I can't separate the audio of the movie while I'm watching it on my computer from the audio that I have my guests on, you're going to be hearing the sound of the movie. So if you wanted to watch with the movie, I don't know, you might want to silent your TV or whatever, or you can just listen to this without actually watching the movie. It's up to you. But if you want to skip to our thoughts, you can just move to the end of the episode and hear what we thought about the movie at the end, and go into our discussion there. I do want to add that this movie is definitely R-rated. So this episode will not be PG-rated. There may be swearing. We may be talking about topics that are hard to handle. So if you are like 13 years old or whatever, or younger, please don't listen to this episode. Wait till you're older. If you're a parent and you've got kids in the car, this might be an episode that you don't want to listen to with your kids in the car. I know that I generally try to keep things pretty clean, but there are times that this happens, and I will always warn you ahead of time. And that's what I'm doing right now. So if you don't want to hear things that might be a little too hard to handle, that is a good idea. I actually don't think that this movie is appropriate for maybe under 16, I would say. I don't know. It would all depend on your kid and the conversations that you have with your kid about it. Hello, Mixed Nutcases. This is Nuke Chess, and today we have a special commentary episode for you. We are going to be watching Hedwig and the Angry Inch. With me today, I have my influencer, the person whose idea this was. We have Claire.
Hello.
And we have our friend Melanie.
Yo.
And just before we started, Claire wants to know, what do I know about this movie? This movie has flown completely under the radar for me. Somehow I missed it. The name of it always makes me think that it's this like fun, whimsical cartoon, but I know that's not the case. I do know. I have inklings, and I have seen references, so I do know that that is not the case, but still in my head, like this, I feel like it should be like the, some sort of stop-motion whimsical thing. When I was talking to Tech about it, he said, wait, isn't Hedwig an owl? But this predates.
I have to say, following on from that, Nutty, you will love the fact that when I lived with my old flatmates who introduced me to this film many, many years ago, we threw a costume party for her birthday and we called it a Hedwig and Hedwig party. And basically the theme of the fancy dress was you could either dress as someone from this film or you could dress as someone from Harry Potter. And that was the theme, and it was Hedwig and Hedwig.
Oh, I like that.
That would have been so eclectic.
So have either of you seen the Netflix series Sex Education with Gillian Anderson?
I haven't, but I hear it's
good. I have not. Yeah, I've not seen it.
It is amazing. And in season two, this is not a spoiler, but in season two, the son and his best friend are going to go see Hedwig for the best friend's birthday. And they do it every year. And they go in drag and they take the bus into London. In drag from the country.
Hedwig hasn't played in London for years. I wish it had. I would love to go and see it in London.
But I just think that, so like, the whole storyline around it, like, by the way, the son is a big poo-poo head in that particular storyline, but it's just so, I get the feeling of what it meant to the characters. So I do kind of get that idea, and I'm very excited to experience this.
Nice. I was also forced to watch the Riverdale episode.
I have not watched it yet because I was holding off.
Don't do it. I've suffered, so you don't have to. It made me so angry and sad, and it's And I will tell you my issues, my main issue with it, once we've seen this film.
I am in the current process of hate watching Riverdale. I loved Riverdale when it came out. The first like two or three seasons, I was all about it. It was so indulgent. I loved every minute of it, but it's getting to this point where it's like, enough already. You're just annoying me with how stupid everything is. There are still pieces that I like, but at the same time, it's just like, oh, enough already. So I am hate watching it just because I don't know. I don't know why, because I'm this far in, right?
And I hate watched Supernatural for many years.
It's true.
Season 5, and then I did it eventually have to give up because I couldn't even hate watch it.
I do still want to continue working on. I'm trying to come up with the post season 5 Supernatural playlist, so you can skip all the garbage and just watch the highlights, because there are some really fun episodes, like the musical episode. Now Riverdale, their musicals are terrible. Like, they have some really great talent in musicals, but whatever they're thinking, it's bad. It's bad.
Yeah. They do say at one point, and I quote in the Riverdale episode, they say, Hedwig is the music of our generation. And I was like, no, it's not.
Huh?
It's the music of my generation. What are you talking about?
You weren't born yet.
Yeah, that would be like someone who's 16 going, you don't understand, cabaret is the music of my generation. It's like,
yeah.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. No, get off of my lawn.
No, it's really not. No, you can keep your dear Evan Hansen. That's the music of your generation.
Yes, which is fantastic, but you're going to cry your eyes out. really cry your eyes out. So I'm holding off on watching Riverdale. I'll probably still watch it, and I will hate watch it.
Nice.
But I think what I'm holding on to is my theory is that this is Riverdale is not actually happening. That this is all Jughead writing Riverdale.
Maybe.
And that makes a lot of the outlandish stuff possible and okay. And I would not mind if, like, in the end, he's still in his trailer and, and like so much has never even happened. Like, his mom never came back and, you know.
It's like a Usual Suspects ending where he's got he looks around his trailer and there's like all the stuff that they've done storylines for Riverdale. Like,
yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
He's not dating Betty, you know, Jughead's actually asexual, like in the comics, things like that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And he eats some hamburgers.
Oh, God, yes.
One.
There's like a stack of them.
Yeah. And he wears a crown, not a beanie hat.
I kind of like the beanie, though, because it is effectively what the crown was when Jughead was designed. Because when Jughead was designed, that was the crown is the inside of a fedora or like a real hat.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And that's what kids would wear, is they would wear that. They would rip it out of an old hat and they would wear that.
So Jughead is like the original like punk.
Yeah, well, Jughead was always in, like, the gang stuff. Jughead was always in a gang. That was always part of his story. And he was supposed to be the bad boy and everything. And then he kind of morphed into this idea of, like, the lovable best friend.
The bad boy was Reggie.
Reggie's the jock. So he's the jerk, but not the bad boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought Moose was the jock.
Oh, yeah, Moose is the jock, too. Yeah. Reggie's the popular kid, I guess. Yeah, so. All right. Are we all queued up?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I am, yes.
Mel? Is Mel queued?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't hear you. Sorry.
Sorry. I said, yep.
I will count us in. let me lower my volume on my player. So you will be.
This is This is a cleanser for Mel because I made her watch Cats yesterday.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
So, listeners at home, you will hear the audio of the movie. We're going to say that's fair use. Let's just say that's fair use. All right.
Means you can sing along. Sing the lyrics along.
So we're going to go 3, 2, 1, play. So 3, 2, 1, play. And I have a spinning logo.
Oh, Criterion.
Yes. We are all watching the same source so that we're all synced up. So there's no British versus American frame rate.
Yeah, definitely. I think if we watch my DVD, it wouldn't line up.
Yeah, because what is it, like the difference between NTSC and PAL?
Yeah, I think so. It's very strange. We've had issues with it before.
There's no audio in the credits, right?
No, the audio kind of kicks in pretty quick.
Okay.
It's like the audio is now the music. So it's audio from now on.
There it is. Okay. Because I wanted to make sure my volume wasn't too low. I know I tested this to make sure the audio was working before, but, you know, it doesn't mean
so
anything.
So if you are a fan of Hedwig, you are known as a head-head.
A head-head?
A head-head.
Okay.
H-E-D-H-E-A-D. Head-head.
Hedwig.
The Angry Inch.
No. Oh.
Don't you know me, Kansas? That outfit. Beautiful. I would really refrain from singing along.
That cape, though. I mean, that cape.
Hedwig's outfits are amazing.
And the Yankees go home.
Yes.
While in Kansas City.
These foam, like, wigs that people are wearing, they are actual head-heads, I believe. And you can buy those when Hedwig was on off-Broadway. So they're fans of the musical that were, I think, brought in to wear these, I believe. But you can actually buy those. My old flatmate used to have one of those foam things.
Oh, wow.
They're very cool.
Sorry, his outfit reminds me of Britney Spears.
Yes, that's what it reminds me of. Oh, my God.
Look, like they interact with the credits. I love it.
Yes.
So great. I like the rabbit's foot that's like on the zip of this outfit that Hedwig's wearing. The little lucky rabbit's foot.
Well, that gives me a time point reference.
Mm-hmm.
It's post 90. Yeah, this is the music of our generation. If you weren't born before the wall came down, no.
Exactly.
I was just talking to Pamela the other night about that. It was just like that was such a defining moment of so many of our lives.
Yeah, for sure. So the guy on the guitar on the left is Stephen Trask, who wrote the musical with John Cameron Mitchell, who plays Hedwig.
Oh, neat.
They're the two writers.
Which guy is it, sorry?
Stephen Trask is the guy on the left of the set. That one. That's Stephen Trask.
Okay.
The hot boy in the fishnet shirt.
Yeah.
I kind of like the credits.
Yeah, I like them a lot.
They're kind of fun.
I like when credits work, like they're more than just names, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when they become part of it. Create like kind of like an art form out of it.
Yeah.
Kind of fun. Like, especially like some of the retro movies, like their credits or sequences can be really fun.
Yeah.
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 I am a fan of a good credit sequence.
Oh, definitely. I miss good credits for TV shows. You don't really get them now. They just
don't
go
get
into
theme
them.
Songs either.
No.
Just you get credit sequences on HBO shows. That's about it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a lot of wigs.
That is a lot of wigs.
But it makes
sense. Kind of reminds me of...
I like the wig on top of the bandana.
Reminds me of Moira from Schitt's Creek.
Oh my gosh. Yes. That's more than Moira has, even.
Yes.
I love her so much. I love that whole show.
Interesting backstory to this character that isn't brought up in the film. So I'll tell you about it after the film.
Okay. Why do I not have subtitles?
Is there supposed to be?
I thought I got subtitles. Yeah.
The Yitzhak, which is the character on the left, is wearing a Rent t-shirt. That also gives
you
a
new
Rent vibe. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes it... I thought this was a lot earlier.
I can't remember when it was came out on stage. I'll look into it. Mm. The movie's 2001.
Really? Okay.
Mm-hmm. And this musical opened off Broadway 1998.
All right. I guess I just always felt like it was older.
And my man Friday, through Thursday. Yitzhak, ladies and gentlemen, there's no need, there's none. Also very talented and so very lucky to be here. Right, boys?
Yes, Mr. Hedwig.
Look out, guys, immigration! I've got their passports right here. Ladies and gentlemen.
I love the salad bar.
I know. I don't know if this is a real chain of American restaurants called Bilgewater's.
Never heard of it.
Unfortunate creature had to die for you to wear that. My Aunt Trudy, I replied, just walked away. Just walked away.
I love it.
Great.
For the fabulous first night of the St. Louis leg of my world tour. And when it comes to huge openings, a lot of people think of me. Many more of you, though, have only recently become aware of me. Yeah, it took a character assassination piece like this to make you finally pay attention. But now you're interested, huh? Intrigued, even? How did some slip of a girly boy from communist East Berlin become the internationally ignored song stylist.
Internationally ignored.
That's what I want to talk about tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I don't want to talk about sudden, undeserved commercial success. I don't want to talk about betrayal. I don't want to talk about my lawsuit against a certain rock and
roll. I like
that
there's a slideshow for this.
I know, right?
And I love it. And I love that they go around every single one of this chain of restaurants and do this little this little presentation.
Mm.
And he's right next door.
So weird.
That is fantastic. Spin the bottle with a baby bottle.
Rent.
Yep. Oh, man. Did you guys see the video with everyone from, like, every cast of Rent?
Oh, no.
Oh, if you go to Wilson Cruz's socials, it's linked there. But it's like people from all the different productions, like London and L.A. and New York and the movie.
I have a real love-hate relationship with Rent. I would love to talk to you about it sometime, Nutty. We have a complicated relationship, me and Rent.
I would love to hear it. If you continue to present.
I don't like that word.
Do I know the actress playing the manager?
Oh, probably. I don't know. I wouldn't know. I don't know her name.
Mm. She just looks familiar.
Stuff there. Yeah.
Is that Andrea Martin?
Really?
No,
I saw Andrew Martin like credited in the.
Then, if it is, that would be.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like her.
Yeah.
I like they sleep to the sounds of the womb. It's so weird. I know people do that, but I'm just like. Mm.
Is that what that sound is?
Yeah. Yeah. It's the sound of the womb.
That's usually for babies.
Yeah.
They're not sleeping.
Well,
that's not sleeping to the sound of the wound.
It's like he's trying to sleep. Oh, I love this. The animation is so cool.
Hansel.
Ladies and gentlemen, I recently found my first diary, aged 2 through 6.
I love this.
Yeah, it's Andrea Martin.
The American GI. Could it have been my East German mother?
Kinder Sender! Mother! Fixer! 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 Get out! Get out! Go on! Go on!
Sorry. That was just like such a full slap.
Yeah.
She really committed.
Yeah, this actress is. Oh, I love this so much.
I've seen like performance art slash music shows like this fall flat in an actual club. So having it in a restaurant.
Yeah, in like a seafood restaurant.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's supposed to be like somewhere between a Sizzlers and a Red Lobster.
Yeah, Red Lobster. Hedwig's makeup is on point.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't understand how there's not glitter everywhere. Because how do you do that? Now there was three sexes, then one that looked like two men glued up back to back. They called the children of the sun. And similar in shape and girth was the children of the earth. They looked like two girls rolled up in one. And the children of the moon was like a fork shoved on a spoon. They was part sun, part earth, part daughter, part sun. Gods grew quite scared of our strength and defiance, and Thor said, I'm gonna kill them all with my hammer, like I killed the giants. But Zeus said, no, you better let me use my lightning like scissors, like I cut the legs off the whales, dinosaurs and the lizards. And then he grabbed up some bolts, he let out a laugh. Said I split them right down the middle, gonna cut them right up in half. And the storm clouds gathered above into great balls of fire. The expressions on that character's Ixoc, is that his name? His face Ixoc. Are just, they're yeah, so great. Why do I get like a Dave Grohl feel from Ixoc?
Yeah. Yeah, Ixoc is a very interesting character. This is based on like an actual myth, but I can't think who wrote it. Like one of the Greeks.
Oh, this is Plato.
Plato.
Yeah. This is Plato.
Yeah. His eyes are just bulging.
Oh, Ixoc, yeah.
Last time I saw you, we just split in two. You was looking at me, I was looking at you. You had a way so familiar, I could not recognize, cause you had blood on your face. I had blood in my eyes, but I could swear by your expression that the pain down in your soul was the same as the one down in mine. That's the pain. It cuts a straight line down through the heart. We call it love. We wrapped our arms around each other, try to shove ourselves back together. We was making love, making love. It was a cold, dark evening such a long time ago, when by the mighty hand.
I love this animation. It's so simple, but it's beautiful.
It was a sad story how we became lonely. A story, the original love. That's the original love. Oh, yeah, the original love. The original love. The original
Nutty's nodding.
I
This is the tattoo that every, like, hardcore Hedwig fan has.
Every head.
Yeah, the tattoo that Hedwig has. Complimentary. The little split faces.
Oh, yeah. I think I've seen that before.
What's up?
What about sex? Oh, when he went into his backstory, I was like, do those dates line up? They do. They line up.
I think you get some more dates as well, I think.
Yeah. And they're close to the actor's age. The actor's 3 years younger. I remember
once when I was 6 years old, I was watching my favorite cartoon. Jesus was good. Mm-hmm.
What?
Okay.
He's like,
Okay.
This kid is amazing. I love this kid. The year I was born,
the wall went up. Oh, okay. He's 2 years younger. And many people decided to move west to freedom.
Oof. Mother threw me into a wheelbarrow and
headed east. Mother threw me into a wheelbarrow. Job teaching sculpture to limbless children. This kid's dancing. I love it so much. He's amazing. American Forces Radio. His little legs.
Our apartment was so small, the mother made me play in the oven. What?
What the heck?
Yeah, look, it's where he plays.
That's wow.
I love the shot, it's so cool.
Yes. Canadians, woot.
Woot, woot. David Bowie, who was actually an idiom, working in America and Canada. These artists, they left as deep an impression on me as that oven rack did on my face. Not even the chair. I am, I said. Have I never been mellow? I am, and the colored girls sing.
His mom has a thing for tomatoes. It's really gross.
Oh, we still want that.
Gross.
Yeah.
That's not the way you feed your child.
You also don't make your child play in the oven.
No. Yeah.
There's a lot of things the mum does that I'm like, mm.
Also, what kind of oven is that the oven door is not breaking?
Mm. No clue.
I like that this is called the Menzies Fair.
Yeah.
They're on stage 9.
They're gear is all wrapped up in plastic.
I know, it's great. It's because Tommy's playing, obviously, over the hill, so they have to go and play, and this is the stage they go.
I love the one fan there. It's perfect. I know. So this is supposed to be Lilith Fair.
I don't know.
That's my guess here.
I'm not a music... I've never been to a music festival in my life.
Okay, so Lilith Fair is basically the idea of celebrating women in rock and music. Yeah, it's like...
So, a.k.a. Menzies Fair.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's the joke.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Audie DeFranco, Sarah McLachlan.
Oh, so maybe Tommy isn't performing there and they just perform there. For my other half on my side of the wall had proved futile. Might he be found on the other? I love the sleeves on Hedwig's outfit.
Yeah.
Such were the thoughts flooding my tiny head. The candy bracelets, the spikes, I mean, like, okay, half that I had in my closet. I won't lie.
Yeah, that person looks like 14-year-old me.
I want to see a picture of that.
That person looks like 2001 me. An adult going to punk clubs. Oh boy.
Well, you must like candy.
I like Gummibärchen.
It's fat free.
Absolutely.
The taste is completely different from a gummy bear.
Gummy bear.
Gummy bear. Gummy bear. It's sweeter than a gummy bear. Wow.
And softer too. Gummy.
I suddenly recognize the flavor in my mouth. It's the taste of power.
Damn, Ansel. I can't believe you're a girl. You're so fine.
Damn.
I can't believe you're what?
Not a girl.
Oh. You're so fine.
He searches my face for news of his fate. His expression is echoed in scores of tiny faces pressing against clear plastic.
He's little gummy bears.
Oh boy.
Imaginable color, creed, and non-Aryan origin fogging up the bag like the windows.
Oh, that's where I know him from.
He was in Cube.
That's where I know him from.
Yeah, he's a Canadian.
Well, British born.
He's in a Canadian.
Yeah, he's Canadian, but British born.
Ugh.
So every single song in this that Hedwig sings is a different genre. So this is the country song. We had the rock song earlier. We had the ballad.
Gotcha.
I like it. They sort of keep it interesting, the music.
By the way, have either of you ever had Good and Plenty? That was one of the boxes of candy he had.
No.
I love the packaging. It's gorgeous, but it is the nastiest thing you have ever eaten. Unless you like black licorice.
I do like black licorice.
Oh, so you might like it.
I love salted like chocolate covered licorice and salted licorice. I love licorice.
So imagine a subtle candy coating over black licorice.
That sounds good.
And by subtle, I mean subtle in flavor. It's really hard. But knowing your love for that Violet candy, yeah, you might like Good and Plenty.
You could give me a cavity, honey.
What's that Violet candy called?
Palmer? What, the English one?
Yeah, the one you gave me.
Oh, Palmer Violet. Yeah.
It tastes like flowers.
this guy, he does the car wash too. This guy is also in John Cameron Mitchell's other film, Short Cuts.
Oh, okay. I don't know if you saw the show Shrill, but he's in Shrill.
Who is?
John Cameron Mitchell. Yeah, John Cameron Mitchell. He's basically playing, what's that guy's name?
Come on, guys! Clap!
Get me the hell out of here. Get my passport and my camera, Hansa. It's a simple cut and paste job. We change the photo.
In more ways than one. Name.
Hedwig Schmidt.
Not so simple, ladies. Baby. You know I love you. I'm always thinking of you. But I gotta marry you here. In East Berlin. That means a full physical examination.
Well, let's see right away that I have a...
away, you gotta leave something behind. Am I right, Mrs. Schmidt?
I always thought so, Luther. To be free, one must give up a little part of oneself. And I know just the doctor to take it.
That is horrifying.
Yeah. So Hedwig, this is why Hedwig, I mean, you'll find out in the song. Like, Hedwig never had a choice.
My 16's operation got botched. My guardian angel fell asleep on the watch. Now all I...
Yeah, like...
So, that's interesting. So it wasn't...
It wasn't Hedwig's choice.
Yeah, it wasn't consensual.
Nope. I made my friend a teddy bear from scratch, and I dressed it. I made this exact outfit that Hedwig's wearing with the wig for my friend, who is a Headhead. So she has a little teddy bear dressed like Hedwig.
So I'm assuming I might have a better idea as the movie goes on, but like, does Hedwig have a gender preference, or is Hedwig forced into this?
When I said he earlier, then I was like, oh, maybe it's not.
Yeah.
I thought about it right after, and I was like, whoops.
The thing is, like, Hansel's name was legally changed to Hedwig.
Yeah.
So, Hedwig is a gender neutral name, so, but I think Hedwig doesn't know who they are. They don't know if they're, like, that's the whole thing. They're looking for their other half. And they said, is it a he or a she?
Right.
So,
well, and
she identifies as she in the film, but she doesn't know because she's...
Well, but it's does she identify as a she, or did other people identify her as a she?
She had it kind of thrust upon her.
Yeah.
But I think she... Yeah.
It's my first day as a woman. Already it's that time of the month.
Oh.
The wound healed and I was left with a 1-inch mound of flesh when my penis used to be...
Yeah, so Hedwig's, or Hansel's mother is not the best mother.
No. But Hedwig's name is the mother's name.
Yeah, because they basically used the mother's passport to get Hedwig out. So it had to be a female passport.
Go, Itzhak.
Her mum's name. Yeah, Itzhak.
By the way, the bibs, yeah, this is definitely Red Lobster. But the salad bar is Sizzler. Well, that explains that. All right.
Yeah, there you go. So Hedwig is with Yitzhak, but they, you know, there doesn't seem to be much love between the two of them.
It feels like he's doing Yitzhak things that have been done to him when he was a boy.
Hedwig?
Yeah. Like that Hedwig is taking control over that abuse he suffered by perpetrating it on someone else. And Yitzhak just, from what I can see so far, just seems like so enamored. It's okay. But it's not exactly what he wants.
Yitzhak, I don't know if it's that Yitzhak wanted to be a woman or wanted to be a drag queen, but wants to dress as a woman, which is why you saw Yitzhak trying on the wig earlier. Mm. And Hedwig has banned... I love that you get the vision and you've got the wig either side of the camera. It's amazing. Yeah. While Hedwig is flying. And Hedwig basically has banned Yitzhak from wearing drag ever.
Oh.
So Yitzhak is angry. And they have a marriage, but it's a marriage of convenience because Yitzhak needs the green card. Mm. So Hedwig has power over Yitzhak.
So, continuing to do the things that were done.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Wow.
And the interesting thing is, you've got Hedwig, played by John Cameron Mitchell. Yitzhak is played by a woman, Miriam. Miriam something? I can't remember.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. So you see her in drag, later in the film, and, like, she's stunning. But, yeah, that's a woman playing...
I had no idea.
Like, yeah, if you listen to the voice singing, you can tell.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah, Lucy, you snake.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, he was creepy.
The way they met was a little...
Yeah.
Off anyway.
Also, he clearly wanted a man. He was sexually attracted to Hansel. And now he's got Hedwig, which was forced upon Hedwig, and dumps Hedwig. It's horrible.
But then he said, because Hedwig had to have a full physical before, like, it's almost like they gave Hedwig no choice, like, really no choice at all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't know why he did that.
He's
Why did he force
love.
Hedwig to marry him in Germany?
I wonder if it was a lot of like, because he said, you know, oh, you sure you're not a girl because you're so pretty? I think it was, I'm not comfortable with being gay yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
And then.
I'm not gay.
Yeah.
And then the wall's taken down. So if Hedwig had stayed in Germany, it would have been okay.
Other people's perceptions of this, like, probably color. Well, no, they do color. They do color how people react to what they're like as a person.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. This is my favorite song in the whole thing. They murdered this song in Riverdale. I was so sad.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It was terrible.
So fast forward the songs. Got it.
Yeah, just don't watch it. I like that Hedwig's like rocking the Elsa hairstyle before it was cool.
Yeah, I was just thinking, like, I love that wig.
Yeah.
The cactus glass.
Oh yeah, yeah, that is classic dollar store, right?
Yeah.
Pink toilet paper,
or is it tissue?
Well, it's on a roll.
Hedwig's first diary was a toilet roll, so maybe it's her new diary.
Oh, maybe.
That's some robust toilet paper if you can draw on it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Eastern Bloc. Is Zach supposed to be Jewish too?
I don't know. I have no idea. I love the little drum kit around the neck. Look, it's so cool.
Yeah, it's funny.
I love it. Oh, this song, by the way, Nutty has a sing-along section, and it has a bouncing ball, so you can sing along.
Oh my God. Turn on the 8-track. I'm pulling the wick down from the shelf. Suddenly I'm Miss Farrah Fawcett from TV. Until I wake up and I turn back to myself.
I love this outfit and wig.
Like a hair outfit.
It's like Cher, but bleached.
All the fringe.
Oh my God, it's so great. I love everyone's outfits.
Oh, they're all great. Right, are you ready to sing along, Nutty?
No. Oh God.
I love a little bouncing wig.
Wait, track. I'm the wig down from the shelf.
It's so cute.
So.
I think Hedwig looks exactly like Juliette Lewis in this shot.
A little bit, yeah, yeah. Did either of you listen to 8-Tracks?
No.
No, not really.
Okay.
Before my time.
Yeah, I didn't get into music until my teens. I was never really into it as a kid because my mum and dad were not into music that much.
I just don't understand not being into music.
Well, I mean, I listened to music. I just never had any bands I was really into.
Yeah, into. Well, my mom was a folk singer, so, like, I don't understand growing up without music.
Your mom was a folk singer?
Yeah, not, like, big or anything, but...
Cool,
yeah.
Though.
I think
I developed a musical taste until I lived with my first flatmate, who was the friend who actually got me into this film.
Right.
Because she was the only one I'd go and see bands live with, and I developed a musical taste. I think that was when. I was quite late.
I love the Cher.
I was always more into film.
The Cher mall look. It went from one Cher to a different Cher.
Yeah. I know, it's great. That is no single.
Aw. Please, please don't say anything to him today. No, we had an 8-track in the van. And, now granted, the van was bought the year I was born, and they paid extra for that 8-track.
Wow.
We had three, I think. left. Three cartridges left.
I don't think I've ever
How
seen
big were they? Extra. Were they quite big?
Smaller than a VHS. They were like...
Okay, but not as small as a cassette, like an audio.
No,
cassette,
not
cassette.
As small as a cassette. They were like maybe two
like
cassettes
people...
in width and like too wide, too high, maybe.
Okay, I feel like a lot of people just went straight from vinyl to cassettes and they skipped the 8-track.
Mm-hmm.
8-track wasn't bad. The only problem was waiting for the track to switch. So if you had anything with long songs, sometimes you'd have a break.
Oh,
but it really was, you know, the proto cassette.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, did he just drink bleach? He just tasted the bleach.
No.
Yeah. I like they're having their business meet. Oh, Rent.
Rent is all over this.
Yeah, I like they're having their business meeting in the laundrette.
That guy is not just hanging out. Good golly.
Oh my God. I love this line. I love this line.
What? Did you put a bra in a dryer?
A dryer.
That's a no-no.
Put a bra in the dryer.
In a dryer, it warps.
Oh my God! Can I just make this clip and blast it everywhere?
Yeah, me and my old housemate used to say that to each other all the time when we did our laundry.
Oh, boys don't get it.
No,
nope.
We also don't get that you have to reverse your clothes if you're going to iron them. Like you have to inverse them. Matt's burned many a clothing item.
I don't iron. Tech does that, and he always uses a tea towel. So
I don't even remember the last time I ironed a piece of clothing.
Yeah. By the way, that is the bonus of being with a military person. And if you are with listeners, if you're with a military person and they say they don't iron, they are lying. Sorry to my brother-in-law. I've already outed you before. I'm outing you again.
I have no choice. I have to look, presentable.
I love that. When I think about all the people I have come upon in my life, I have to think about all the people who have come upon me.
I do love the foam hair. Like, that is just... Great. Is that why they're called head heads? Because they wear them on their head?
I guess.
Babysitting gigs and odd jobs, mostly the jobs we call blow. You know, I had lost my job at the base PX, and I had lost my...
I love Hedwig.
You do the math. I sat for the baby of General Speck. He was the commander of the nearby army fort, and his other son was, the artist formerly known as my butt boy. We're talking about Tommy Speck at this time. Tommy Speck was a 17-year-old, classic rock-loving, Dungeons and Dragons-obsessed Jesus freak with a flesh on his truck.
Oh, 2 out of 3 in bed.
Is that why Tommy knows this as the cross on his forehead?
No, you find out why.
Oh.
Hot. Because, like everything else with Tommy knows his head, we came up with that as well.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. This is why I said that Riverdale, the cast of Riverdale think that they're Hedwig in their episode, but they're actually Tommy Gnosis. Because they've stolen everything from Hedwig and they are replicating it, but they have no idea what it means or what any of the lyrics mean or any of the story behind the lyrics, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because all the songs in this are written from Hedwig's pain and life, and Tommy just steals them all.
Yeah, except this is seriously inappropriate.
Yeah.
Splashing. Here's my card.
Is that his card? Card. Her card?
Yeah, it's Kevick's card.
For a good time. I don't even know what it says, though.
Hedwig and the Angry Inch Rock Band, available for all occasions.
Yes.
Oh, did it freeze for anybody else?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's normal.
Yeah, it has frozen. Now the audio's going, but it's frozen.
Oh, hang on.
Oh, yeah, we've missed out a bit of the film.
What? What's going on?
Yeah, we missed out an entire scene.
Oh. Mine's just stuck. I'm moving it forward, and nothing's happening. Oh, hang on.
It looks like there's an entire scene that's not on this file.
All right, you're going to have to tell us what that scene is.
Okay, hang on. I'm going to get it back to just after he has the card. Okay?
Okay.
I'm trying to find the right spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's frozen.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I was thinking, it's holding on this card a lot longer than I remember it holding on this card.
It starts again, like, at, like, 101.12.
Yeah, 101.12.
It's like Tommy, like, picking something off of Hedwig's face.
All right, so I'm getting paused there.
Yeah. Okay.
And Claire can fill us in on the scene we missed.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure the scene, because obviously they know each other in this scene, and they had to meet. So when the way they actually kind of, Tommy basically uses Hedwig's card and goes to Hedwig's gig with Hedwig's first band, which is Hedwig and four, I think, Korean women. And they're playing in like a laundrette or something, like a place. And Tommy kind of is a bit of a peeper and a creeper and watches Hedwig from behind a plant, and Hedwig sings a song. And then at the end, she dabs her face with a hanky to remove the sweat, and then she throws it at Tommy, and when he opens the hanky, it's got like a perfect image of Hedwig's makeup and like a little smiley face.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, man, I missed that. Okay.
And then that's how they kind of get into a relationship, and then this is what happens. Okay.
So before we hit play, this...
Any questions so far?
No, this freeze frame makes me realize I know the actor playing Tommy.
Yes.
You know him from Boardwalk Empire. You know him from Dawson's Creek.
Oh, was he in Dawson's Creek?
Yeah. He was the football player that dates Jen, but he's like a freshman and she's a senior. And he worked so hard to get her to go out with him.
Yeah, Michael Pitt.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Did you recognize him, Mel?
Nope. I've never watched Dawson's Creek.
He's a good actor. Apparently, he's a nightmare to work with.
He's I know you've seen an episode of Boardwalk Empire.
Yes, just one.
He's the vet that the blonde kid that's married to the lesbian who like Nookie's his like godfather basically, and he starts working for him.
Jimmy.
Jimmy, that's it. They're the ones that hold up the he and Bugsy hold up the what is it? It's a shipment of booze or something.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. They hijack these other mobsters.
Richard Harrow. BFFs with Richard Harrow, aka Mask Face Man, but I don't know if you've seen that one.
No, she hasn't gotten that far. He's so good. He's like the best part of Boardwalk Empire.
Richard Harrow. Oh.
Love
Jack
him.
Houston, like, he needs to be a bigger actor because, like, I think he's amazing.
Yeah, he was really good. Honestly, like, Jimmy's character, I did not care for, but I was totally interested in his wife, and I was totally interested in his best friend.
Yeah, no, I think that's the feeling of most people that watch Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah.
And apparently, he was very difficult to work with, and I think that's part of the reason he is not in the full show.
I stopped watching before he left, so.
Yeah. He's kind of notoriously difficult to work with, apparently.
Yeah. Well, he's a pretty boy.
Yeah.
That's what happens. All right. Are you ready? Three, two, one, play. Three, two, one. We're, by the way, if you're trying to sync up with us for some reason, we're at an hour, a minute, and 12 seconds.
Yes.
Sorry, I pressed play because I was like, you went 3, 2, 1. And then I was like,
oh. And then I stopped myself. 3, 2, 1, play.
Yeah, but not only. What? Like recreation? What is that? Stop! You come in here crying and you want to recreate with me.
So this is when they're in a relationship already.
Is he still 17?
Yeah, like 17, 18, I think.
Yeah. I feel like they chose 17 as the age for Tommy because it's an age of consent.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In most states. But no.
Here you go.
Yep, there's the cross.
And Hedwig chose the name Tommynosis because it means knowledge.
Yeah, yeah.
I love this shot. The shot with the two faces.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Oh,
yeah.
It's amazing. And there is a theory because, like, there's a theory that because of the stage show, the way the stage show is set up, because Tommy isn't really a separate character, but it's not so obvious in, like, the film that there is no Tommy. Tommy is an aspect of Hedwig.
Oh, okay.
And it's like, you know, it's part of Hedwig's self-loathing, which is, I think, a really interesting way to watch this film, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So Tommy doesn't really exist? That's one of the theories?
Well, it's one of the theories. It's a fan theory, yeah. I've never looked into it too much.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of, like, different ways it can be read, but a lot of it comes from the show rather than just the film. And of this never-ending laundry in the...
Yes.
Well, that is laundry, right? It's never-ending.
Yeah. I did laundry today. It's how this is how my room feels. Tommy needs to get a new t-shirt. It's grossing me out with all the moth holes in it.
She was separated from him, that's when paradise was lost. So when she enters him again, paradise will be regained. However you want it, honey, just kiss me while we do it.
And he's like, shut up, just kiss me.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I see the moth holes now. Damn.
Yeah. Ugh.
What is that? It's what I have to work with.
Can't afford a pizza? Really? Okay. Depending on where you get your pizza in Manhattan, You should be able to afford pizza. Just saying.
Yeah. I got it. Yeah. I love the angel wig. You can do about it.
Yeah, okay. I don't care. I don't care you have my passport. Fuck you, I'm going to Guam. And I want divorce. I want divorce from you.
Mental cruelty. I love the idea of a Polynesian tour of Rent.
Yeah. I'm still distracted by this whole dollar slice pizza somehow being too expensive.
Well, the pizza guy's still here for this argument. It's just in the background.
It's hella awkward. You can't, like, leave and he hasn't been paid yet.
Uncalled for, Hedwig.
Poor baby Dave Grohl. I don't know why. I just love Itzhak so much.
Yeah, he's amazing.
I can't wait to hear the rest of his story.
I don't know if you get any more in the film.
Yeah, you told me that we don't, and you're going to fill me in at the end.
Oh, yeah. I will have to look it up while we're watching the film. This is a look Hedwig has in this scene. They're like the boots I wore when I dressed as Jessica Jones. I like he's Tommy Gnosis's stage outfit is apparently to dress as Edward Scissorhands.
Oh, he's totally supposed to be Marilyn Manson.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
It's just...
I feel like everything's a parallel.
Yeah.
Or like Chris Angel. That's what he looks like. Mind freak.
Wait, did you say the sirens? No, No, you just sang the Cyrus on that recording.
The Cyrus, the god.
There's no god called Cyrus. It's Osiris. It's an Egyptian god. Remember we read that book?
We had two versions of that song.
We had one version.
No,
of
we
the
had
song,
two versions.
And you
of
fucked
that
it up.
Who?
The god, you know, the Cyrus.
The Cyrus.
Yeah.
Not only did you steal my work, but you screwed up the lyrics.
Yeah, you messed up the lyrics. Yeah.
Oh my god. What happened to the driver?
I don't know.
Oh!
The driver's like, awkward.
I love the smile.
Tommy, what's your relationship to that big Robinson? I never knew that woman before that night, and I never knew she wasn't a woman.
The big Frederick there. I never knew that woman, and I never knew she wasn't a woman.
Still a Bilgewater.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if there's a contract. Please tell me there's paint on the back of this one, too.
I think it's the same one.
No, it's a different fur. This is like a patchwork. The other one was a long sable looking thing.
Yeah. Like the dress?
Yes. The
saran wrap dress.
Yes. Cellophane dress.
Yeah. With this, like, still a little fringe at the bottom. Oh, it's a...
Yeah. Tech is making ribs and it smells so good, but they won't be ready for hours.
Oh, I'm going to make banana bread after this.
Ooh, nice. I love banana bread. Mel, you saw my sourdough, right?
Yes. Looks fantastic.
Oh my god, it's so good.
So are you enjoying this film then, Nutty? Because it's a quick film. Like, we're nearly at the end.
I am. It's definitely an art piece, right? Mm-hmm. But I feel it's sad. It makes me sad because Hedwig is nothing but abuse. Like, this entire story is abuse. And then he's turning that abuse onto others, which isn't fair to other people. But like, for instance, even this outfit, every outfit is telling a story. And this one
absolutely
is telling a story. Because you've got
the outfit fits in a minute as well.
Oh yeah, okay. Because I'm like, you got the fur, but then you've got this plastic wrap, like plastic on the furniture, like that Midwestern. Mm-hmm. Like she still feels like she's that Midwestern wife that was left.
Mm-hmm. It's all like, I gave a piece to this person. I gave a piece to this person. And there's nothing left, and then it goes into this next song.
That's a shower curtain. That's a shower curtain. I see the rivets.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I'm all sold out.
song was called Exquisite Corpse. Tornado body with a hand grenade head and a leg that's your lover's head.
Did Itzhak always sound like that?
Yep.
Okay. And the forced gender reassignment on Hedvig is what Hedvig is doing to Itzhak.
Yeah.
Because
he's still fighting over.
He's preventing, or she's preventing Hedvig from letting Itzhak be a woman.
Yeah. Just
a... Were those tomatoes? Yes.
Yes. No cosmic lover. Wicked. Of course, the tomatoes come back. Forgive me for I did not know.
Cause I was just a boy. You were so much. There's like marker ASMR coming from Claire.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I'm drawing.
I can't draw. I have to watch.
So then you've got Hedvig watching this performance.
Yeah.
But, like, is Tommy actually there? Or is this just Hedvig looking within and realizing something? So that's why there's a whole thing of, is Tommy actually even real?
Well, because there's like that whole blow up thing, right? With the crash and everything. And then they're still playing Bilge Waters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is a version of the song that Hedvig sang when her and Tommy officially met, when he went to see her gig. This was a song Hedvig was singing. And Tommy's basically like, maybe there is no fate. We make our own fate.
Fate is what we make. What? Terminator?
Yeah. You know, you don't need another half. It seems the stranger's
always you. Alone again. It's like, we're almost done. But like, Hedvig. It's an awful person to people around them. But they are also a product of all this abuse.
Oh, yeah.
If we are to believe what we have seen.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's all in this surrealistic filter, right?
And it also, Hedvig's the narrator, so how reliable.
Exactly.
She is the narrator. And this isn't Michael Pitt singing, this is Stephen Trask as well, who's the co-writer.
Oh, okay.
This is his voice.
This is the way it's supposed to be, right? Like, the singing's happening, but nobody's mouths are moving?
Yeah.
Okay. Goodbye, wicked. But like, you know, Itzhak says that they're leaving Hedvig, and Hedvig goes and you know, starts, you know, goes to get picked up by a John. Like, that's just self-abuse right there. It's like,
oh,
okay,
yeah.
I need to be punished.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, it's so hard.
And then obviously it says gnosis, which is knowledge.
Yeah.
So it kind of, it's all, you know yourself. come to peace with yourself.
Is Hedwig dead?
Maybe. It's whatever you want it to be, Mel. Yeah, it's like, is this gig actually happening, or is this all in Hedwig's head?
There's that.
I love this song as well, it's beautiful.
I like her nails.
Yeah.
They're good in this scene.
This way.
Still in the Rent shirt. I had no idea Rent was going to be so important to this.
Yeah. You see Miriam in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
You got the butterfly on Yitzhak's dress. Yeah, which is a cool touch.
It's a metaphor.
It's a metaphor.
It's very subtle.
Weird in like the Riverdale episode, because they sing all these songs, but they like the songs don't relate at all to anything the characters are going through, you know? They're so hollow.
It doesn't surprise me. I don't think Riverdale could do this.
No.
Like, I
think Riverdale's that deep.
Yeah, I I actually, after seeing this, I kind of find it offensive just the notion that they decided to do this.
Yeah.
Like when they did, was it Heathers the musical? Okay.
They did Heathers. I've not seen any of their other musical episodes though. I only watched this one because I was forced by my podcast co-hosts. They were like, you have to watch it.
They did Heathers and it makes sense because the way that they have Cheryl Blossom is... She's basically
a Heather.
Yeah, yeah. She's the HBIC, you know?
Yeah. So you have like the complete, you don't need another half, you're completing yourself.
Does anybody, so you said people have like the two head tattoo, but does anybody have like a full?
I've seen people with both, yeah, I've seen people with both. Okay. And then like this shot, like the alley, obviously this long dark, Hedwig's naked and it's this long dark tunnel leading to light at the end is like meant to be a rebirth, obviously.
Okay.
But it's ambiguous as to what, like, will Hedwig identify as a man? Will Hedwig identify as a woman? Will Hedwig
be a they? Genderqueer?
Hansel? Yeah, will Hedwig be Hansel? Will Hedwig find love? Will Hedwig, you know, it's, yeah. I like that it's very ambiguous at the end. You don't know. You just know that the character has found some kind of, has finally feels somewhat complete in whatever they decide to be.
Well, I hope that nice Hedwig decision. Is on their way to a therapist's office.
Yes. Oh, definitely. Definitely.
I'm gonna
with this money. Her. With this money from going on Rosie O'Donnell's show, put it towards the therapist, Hedwig. So that was Hedwig and the Angry Inch, Nutty.
It makes me so sad.
It's a quick movie. It, like, goes by really quick, in my opinion. But maybe it's just because I've seen it so many times. I think it's a bittersweet film, and like at the end, it's at least it's like Hedwig has found some peace, you know.
Yeah.
But so I looked up the description, which puts it much more clearly about Yitzhak. So this is from Wikipedia. It says Hedwig is aided and hindered by her assistant, backup singer, and husband Yitzhak. A Jewish drag queen from Zagreb, Yitzhak has an unhealthy codependent relationship with Hedwig. Hedwig verbally abuses him throughout the evening and it becomes clear that she is threatened by his natural talent, which eclipses her own. She describes how she agreed to marry him only after extracting a promise from him to never perform as a woman again, and he bitterly resents her treatment of him. The further the musical's theme of blurred gender lines, Yitzhak is played by a female actress.
Yeah, okay, so this is not, I discovered this while dating or being married to Hedwig. It is, no, Hedwig specifically looked to somebody to suppress their gender.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but like you said, it's all, it's, you can see how this, it's like, yeah. it's very interesting because it's the cycle of abuse.
Yeah. I mean, it is classic that as a coping mechanism, people who are abused then go on to abuse others. And sometimes it'll happen concurrently. But often it'll happen afterwards because even though their abuse has stopped, it's still going on, you know, emotionally. It doesn't go away, right? It's still there. Which is one of the reasons why, like, when they find out that kids are being abused, they need to be really careful about other interactions and relationships that kid has because of those things. Like, it's very, very common. It doesn't make it okay. It does, you know, there's still that you're harming another person problem. But it is very common. And it's hard. I think that's like one of the hardest things for me. It's like, you know, we'll just go to like a safer way to talk about it. You hear about kids that are abused, you know, beaten up by their parents. So then when they get older, they beat up their kids. And it's not just, well, that's what I learned. So that's what I do. It really is about taking that control back. Even if they don't realize that's what they're doing. So seeing everything that was done to Hedwig is now doing to other people is just, it's really hard.
There's a lot.
This was made in Canada.
It's a short film. It's a quick film, but I think there's a lot going on in it, which is why I love it.
Wait, Danny DeVito is in the credits. Hang on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Special thanks.
Maybe. Hang on, I'm going back up. Yep, special thanks.
Oh, I don't know what he did.
Well, probably gave money to it.
Yeah.
Knowing Danny DeVito, because he funds a lot of things. He really does.
So in the musical as well, or the stage production, mm-hmm. So Tommy is played by the same actor that plays Hedwig.
Dolly Parton. Lou Reed.
Also funds a lot of stuff.
Yes, also.
Yeah.
She's funding the vaccine.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Did you hear recently about how her company was the one that funded Buffy or whatever?
Yep.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Amazing.
Yeah, apparently she funds a lot, but right now she's funding the work on the vaccine.
She's great. Have you guys listened to the podcast about her? Dolly Parton's America?
No.
It's great.
I love Dolly Parton, like a lot of the art that she's produced. I do have some problems with her. If what is it that Dolly Parton's, it's not musical ride. That's what the RCMP do, but it's basically that, but it's like, yay, Confederacy. Yeah. Like,
They talk about that in the podcast.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's really interesting. Like the whole podcast is really interesting look.
It's very weird.
It's just interesting because they just talk about how people from both sides of politics love Dolly Parton, and they explore why that is and what it is about her that people love.
Yeah.
You
know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
How it brings people together. And it's a really nicely made podcast, I thought.
Oh, that's good. I'll have to check it out.
There's
things about her where I'm like, eh. And then I tried to watch that Netflix show and I couldn't finish the first episode.
I didn't even know there was a Netflix
show. Bad. Well, basically what they're doing is they're making stories.
Oh, I didn't watch that.
Inspired by each of her songs. And the first one is Jolene. And I love Jolene.
Yeah.
But, oh boy.
Oh,
no.
It doesn't sound good.
It's trash. Mm.
So I wanted to mention to you, Natalie, because I thought you'd find it interesting.
And I'm sorry, not good trash.
Oh, well,
not enjoyable trash. So you wanted to tell me.
Oh, no, I just wanted to mention because I thought you'd find it interesting. So, like, obviously on stage, most of the time, Hedwig is played by a man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so there's been a lot of actors that have played Hedwig. So, like, Taye Diggs, Neil Patrick Harris. Michael Severus, like, lots of people. But they have had a couple of runs where Hedwig is played by a woman. So, like, Ali Sheedy played Hedwig
for a run
of it.
Okay.
Which I think is kind of interesting because of how that would play in terms of, you know, with the role of gender in the show.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'd mention it because I thought I've never seen it with a woman. But I think it would be really interesting to see how it plays.
Yeah. And, well, the thing that's interesting to me is that, I mean, I feel like with the casting, they're trying to tell us something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're trying to tell us that Itzhak's gender is female, is a woman, and that Hedwig is not, or maybe not that Hedwig is male, but maybe not identify completely as female, or at least not consensually. But you know, having a woman play her can, yeah, it might play that differently. Although, you know, how much does one know?
We don't know.
When you're watching it on stage, right? How do you know
exactly
who the actor is?
Michael C. Hall's played Hedwig as well.
Who?
Michael C. Hall.
Oh, yeah, Dexter. I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Played a lot of, like, kind of roles like that. He played, like, the MC in the Sam Mendes Cabaret, which is kind of quite, like, highly sexual, but also kind of, like, very pansexual, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. I would have loved to see that production of Cabaret. It's one of my shows I most wish I saw with Alan Cumming in it and Vanessa Redgrave. Not Vanessa, Natasha Redgrave.
Have you read his book?
Alan Cumming, which one? His novel?
Yeah, his memoir. It's Not My Father's Son.
No, I haven't read his memoir. I read his fictionized book, which is called Tommy's Story, I think.
Right, yeah.
Which I read many years ago, but I haven't read his memoir. But I love Alan Cumming. I love him.
His memoir was really good, and I highly recommend listening to it over reading it because he narrates it.
Oh, amazing.
So you get that voice through the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's really good. I like that this is, like I said, it's not a movie. It's a film. It's an art piece. And I think that it's important to look at it that way. But I enjoyed it. I'm glad I watched it. I don't think I'm going to be a head.
Don't worry.
I'm really not into the whole, like, let me go watch a film and sing along and throw things at the screen. You know, like, I'm not into that Rocky Horror thing. I hate karaoke, so.
How could you hate karaoke? Do you hate life?
Yes, I do.
She's like, but earlier, Nutty, you were like, how could you not be into music? But I hate karaoke.
I do. Well, you know what it is?
Mean you like good music.
Nutty. Yeah, I do. I like good music. I feel like karaoke is shared embarrassment. And well, I'm not there for it.
When I was in Los Angeles with my friend who introduced me to Hedwig, my friend Amanda, I went to stay with them because they live in Los Angeles. And we went to a Korean karaoke bar that is themed around the Titanic, as you have. And most karaoke bars, you know, they just have like regular music, whatever. This one obviously had quite a lot of songs in Korean. But it happened to have the entire soundtrack of Hedwig and the Angry Inch in karaoke. So we sang the entire soundtrack and the entire soundtrack of the Blues Brothers.
I think also one of the things is like songs that I like singing along with and I don't mind hearing other people sing are not karaoke standards either. There's that. I would not mind going to karaoke in like Japan or somewhere in Asia, you know, and getting like the full original experience. And just North American karaoke is not my thing. We used to go to a wing place that started doing karaoke on the nights that we would go, and we just dropped that wing place so hard. So Mel, what did you think? This was your first time watching it too, right?
Nope.
So you'd seen it?
I saw it like probably like, back in 2004, I'd say. So a long time ago.
Okay. But you've seen it.
And at the time I was like, everybody was saying like, oh, this is really good. Like you need to watch this. And at the time I watched it and I was like, I don't get it. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
And I felt maybe it's because I was too immature.
Maybe. Well, and I think it would be.
So that's why I wanted to watch it again.
Yeah.
Like maybe with like
more mature like eyes.
More knowledge now and more understanding, you know, like that. Hopefully, anyways.
I'm not sure I would have gotten it as much as I do now had I watched it when it came out or, you know, within those first 5 years. Because I don't think I understood gender and the complexities of it in the way that I do now. I mean, I still don't. Who understands gender? I mean, gender is like, it's a social construct.
It's so personal too, right?
Yeah. It's personal.
The thing as well. I never really watched this and kind of it spoke to me in terms of gender, but it definitely because of when I watched it. It was like 3 years before I came out as bisexual, and I was really grappling with my like sexuality and also with like my upbringing because I had a really good upbringing, like nothing against it, but I was raised very religious and I am not religious. I knew that I wasn't religious, but I was grappling with that because it felt coming out of the church that there was something missing in my life because that had been a big part of growing up. So I was grappling with those two things. So that I think that's why it spoke to me a lot because it was this whole thing of there's something missing in your life. And I that really spoke to me. But in terms of like the gender, I think like the same as what you guys were saying, I don't think I understood it enough to And I still, as well, would say I don't understand it fully because it's a very complex.
Yeah. And it's personal to everyone, right? Like everyone's view of gender absolutely. Is going to be different. And that's okay.
Yeah.
Just as long as we can accept each other. Like, I just, I think also that the, as a world, as a society, we understand that gender's not binary, or many of us understand that gender is not binary now, mm-hmm. whereas maybe when this was made, it was still very
binary. Like people, people didn't really get that concept, or they would think like, oh, that's not, you know, that's not a thing. Like, you're just, you know.
It's a phase.
Yeah, it's a phase.
Make
yeah.
up your mind,
right,
you know.
Right.
You know, there's so many. Yeah, there's a lot that, you know, I think we've grown as a society to understand now. And I would be interested what the writers, like, if they think, if they wrote Hedwig today, mm-hmm. would there be changes because of the way things are?
I don't know. I mean, it would be interesting to find out. I haven't seen... many, and I'm sure there is. He gets asked about it all the time. Like John Cameron Mitchell gets asked about Hedwig all the time. It's what he's most famous for. But I haven't like seen any interviews or anything recently. I think he's an interesting filmmaker. As far as I know, he's only done three films. No, he must have done more. He did Hedwig. He did Short Bus, which I don't know if you've seen Short Bus, either of you.
I've heard of it. I have not seen it.
It's interesting. It's like one of the most sexually explicit mainstream movies. It's basically porn with a plot. Like,
so it's not about special needs people.
No.
Okay.
It's like it's dealing a lot with like the alternative scene in New York, and it's post 9/11, and it's how people in New York are kind of grieving. And then it's all these people that find themselves through sex. So there's like a couple of this couple of guys, and the one guy is like very, very depressed and deals with their relationship. And then there's another woman who has never kind of has never been able to orgasm, and she's married, she's never had an orgasm. So it kind of follows all these characters. It's not amazing, but it's interesting.
Yeah.
But you watch it and you are a bit like, oh, okay, you know.
So basically late night French TV. Gotcha.
Yeah.
And then he did a film called Rabbit Proof Fence, which really does not feel like a film by him, which is very different. Is it about
Australia?
Nicole Kidman. No, is it Rabbit Proof? No, not Rabbit Proof Fence. Sorry, Rabbit Hole.
Oh, okay.
I'm just looking it up. He's done actually quite, it looks like he's done a lot of TV recently. So he did, I think it was called Rabbit Hole. It was basically Nicole Kidman and Aaron Eckhart, and it's about parents who, from what I remember, who lose a child and how they cope with that. I'm sure he did that. I'm looking now because I'm like, maybe he didn't. Oh, because I'm looking at him as an actor. Hang on. Let's have a look. Rabbit Hole. So he did Hedwig, Short Bus, Rabbit Hole. Then he did a few shorts, and then he did TV. Lots of TV. Then he did a film called How to Talk to Girls at Parties, which was 2017, which I've heard is not very good, but I've not actually seen it. I would like to
see it. So Hedwig seems like his peak.
TV. Oh, yeah. And then he worked on like Glow, on one episode of Glow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's like, Hedwig is definitely what he's most famous for, because, you know, it's his first ever film. It won, you know, it won a ton of awards, I think, on stage.
I just remember the character type he's playing in Shrill. He's basically playing Dan Savage.
Oh, okay.
So. Does really well in that, but.
But I can't remember how long we've been talking about watching this film, Nutty.
Since we watched Harold and Maude. So it's less than six.
New York, which was 6 years ago.
Was that 6 years ago? No, it was like 5 years ago.
5 years, because Hedwig was playing in New York when we were there with Taye Diggs.
Oh.
Yeah, it was on in New York when we were there. So I think I must have brought it up with you then.
You must have. But I do know that when we watched, we had watched Harold and Maude before we met up in New York.
Did we? Wow. Because
You gave me the Harold and Maude art in New York.
Oh, yes, I did. That's right. Yeah.
And I gave you the
that
Daredevil.
Was our last commentary. Yay. Daredevil is the way to my heart, as many people.
So for listeners, Claire has Rory as Daredevil.
Yay. Yes. And I love him. He's so adorable.
He's great.
With all my Daredevil artwork that I have all together.
I love sharing art with other artists.
My nephew is this week is making, he's 4 and a half, and he's making like is it sourdough? But it's like where you make stuff and you bake it and then it's permanent, you know, so you can make models and stuff.
Oh,
what's it called? Play-Doh.
Yeah, it's like
you bake it.
It's like dough plaster, yeah.
Yeah, and it goes rock hard. So he's making stuff with that. So he wants to make like little figurines. So I said to him, I asked him if he'll make me a Daredevil, and he's going to make me a Daredevil and paint it.
Aww. Yeah,
he's 4 and a half, so I'm sure it will look like a red blob, but
you know, it'll be special. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, sourdough, it can come out like that, but only if you screw up.
Yeah. Nutty, I'm just picturing you making little like bread figurines now.
Well, I'm just thinking, like, you know, if you don't get the dough to rise properly and you don't give it enough time, or your starter died, you're gonna come out with like these bricks. So this was fun. I enjoyed this. What's our next one?
Oh,
I get to watch the really indie stuff with Claire.
Do I have to pick the next one?
You pick the last two.
I mean, we've watched two of my favorite films so far. We can just work through all my favorite films.
It's an intro cast of Claire's favorite films.
Yeah. Like, so other ones that would be on that list, I'm sure you've seen though, because like E.T.'s on that list.
Oh, yeah.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
I have seen that, yes.
Yeah, it's a great film. What else? Amelie.
I love Amelie. I own Amelie.
Yeah, it's great. So I will have a think.
We'll have to think about it. Yeah. Listeners, if there's some obscure cult classic that you think that we need to watch, and we'll see if I haven't seen it yet, let us know, and let us know in the comments, on the Facebook group, on the socials. You'll hear all of that as we sign out. But in the meantime, Claire, where can people find you on the internet?
I haven't done this in a long time. Where am I at the moment? I'm on a podcast called the Sassy Sewer Line Boutique. It is the best podcast on the internet that discusses the fashions of the TV series Beauty and the Beast, starring Linda Hamilton and Ron Perlman. Yes, we mainly talk about fashions. It's very niche. I'm on that podcast. I'm also on Absolutely True True Crime, a Deadly Serious podcast, where we discuss true crime cases in fiction.
And where can people buy your art?
You can't at the moment, because my store is actually closed at the moment. But if you follow me on Instagram, which is at Maya Fire Prince, MAIAFIREPRINTS, at Maya Fire Prince, then you can contact me on there for commissions. And my website should be up. It was going to be up, but it's been delayed because of lockdown, unfortunately. But and also because I can't actually post anything at the moment. But if you contact me on Instagram, I'm open for commissions, and I can sort stuff out for you in the future.
Excellent. And Mel, where can people find you on the internet?
Well, they can usually find me on Hooplecast, where we review, we used to review Deadwood, but then once we finished that, we decided we review all the HBO dramas, but only the first, like, one or two episodes of each HBO drama. So we haven't done one in a while. I don't know. It's probably partially because of this whole distraction. But I'm sure we'll release one in the future at some point.
You've released one in the last few months. I mean, you're not that bad. You're not McKinley cast or anything.
It's hard.
Pleasure delaying in between episodes.
Yeah.
So right.
When they finally come around, they're more delicious. I should say as well, talking about, I said I'm on a niche podcast, but I also am on Hooplecast occasionally.
You are, in the nichest way possible.
Nichest way possible, which is the only time I go on is when we are recording a commentary for a film starring Timothy Oliphant.
It's always like a surprise. Like, I'm always like, what? They watched that movie?
We are rapidly running out of Timothy Oliphant movies now, so I don't know if there's any left. But
I love how you keep skipping the good ones, though.
I've seen a lot of films that I wouldn't have seen otherwise. But there is some delights. Like, I really like A Perfect Getaway. That's a delightful film. If you don't want to watch
Timothy Oliphant movies, you can just listen to Claire and Matt, and sometimes Matt and Mel talk about them as they watch them. I'm never going to watch Hitman, but. I don't need to.
Don't watch it. Yes, do not watch Hitman. We've suffered, so you don't have to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So thank you both for joining me. This was fantastic. I had so much fun. Listeners, I hope you enjoyed this. I'm going to set this as a bonus episode. This is not going to be like a regular deal because I know that some of my listeners are not going to be able to listen to it because I'm going to have to mark this as higher than PG-13, or at least my version of PG-13. Yes, it passes the movie PG-13, but if they're swearing, I'm not, and certain stuff, I'm not going to tell my listeners that, yes, your 13-year-olds can listen to this. So thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed this, and there will be another full episode this month. Two full regular episodes. This is just a bonus. So thank you so much for joining us. And we will talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlas.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-Nutty42.